Welcome to Hard On Podcast, a podcast that's not about length, but how you use it. I am Sean Barnes in my basement, and in his basement, he is Jay Leonard. How the heck are you, sir?
I'm good. I'm in my basement, sir.
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually getting really cozy down here, to be perfectly honest.
Really?
Yeah, like, yeah. I've spent way more time in my house than I'm accustomed to, and therefore, spending way more time in my basement than I have been, and it's pretty chill down here. I don't know.
Yeah, I think we have just two separate situations happening.
Well, that's true. Like,
I am not...
Your basement's like a basement, right?
I'm in a basement, yeah. I don't have a finished basement. No. This is just me in a basement.
I mean, you choose to record there.
Yeah, but I mean, do I?
I don't know. I don't know what your situation is over there.
I mean, I really don't have an option. I mean, you know, I have a child.
Right.
Who can't go anywhere.
Uh-huh.
You know, I can send her up to her room. But even then, I mean, you know, old house, thin mm-hmm. floors. Thin floors is what I'm finding. And that seems to be the most obnoxious part.
So you hear a lot of people walking around and stuff?
I mean, like if I'm in, like where I normally sit, if I sit there, I can hear very clearly, not very muffled, the conversation that's happening right above me.
Oh, that's
and vice versa.
That's a bit much.
Yeah, no, it's a lot. It sucks. So, and currently my girlfriend's not doing me any favors. She's sitting on a couch in the dead fucking silence and playing with her phone. So, not helping. I was like, hey, I'm going to head down and do the podcast now. So she's like, okay. And my daughter's sitting on the couch next to her playing like Xbox for some reason with uh-huh. the sound bar off.
Well, that's very considerate of them. It reminds me of the early days of Hard On Podcast when I would record in my studio apartment and I would tell Kieran to shut the fuck up for an hour.
Right.
She'd be like, well, what do you want me to do? And she'd be like, well, I'll just go on my computer. But then she would like type too loud. And I'd be like, all right, you're just going to have to sit there quietly.
Yeah, the standards have really fallen for this show.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I have laundry going like 15 feet away from me. There's laundry going right now.
Oh, yeah. Dude, right now where I told you where I am, I'm sitting in what I refer to as the murder room of my house.
Right.
It's like this little 6x6.
And that's
like
not an ironic nickname.
No. There's a lock on the outside of the door.
Right.
It's this creepy little room that's in the corner of the basement. And
you murder people in there.
Might be under the porch. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Now I forgot what I was saying. Murder room.
Murder dungeon. Murder room.
Whatever. Doesn't even matter. Never mind.
Has a lock on the outside of the door.
Just whatever. That doesn't matter. I got lost in the ennui. I'm just.
That pretty much sums up the last 3 weeks of my life.
3 weeks.
I got lost in the ennui of it all.
I start something and then I just drift. Oh!
Oh my God. Ooh. What the hell happened?
Oh no.
What happened?
Oh, hang on.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It continues. Oh, wow. Wow. Okay, hang on.
What's going on?
Hang on, I'll tell you in a second. It's a very delicate part of the whole situation.
I think Jay's house is falling apart.
Nope. That was almost very bad.
I don't.
Okay. All right, so what happened was, I said...
This is the most excitement I've had in 2 weeks. Please tell me.
As I said, I'm sitting here in the murder dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not really sitting. I'm sort of standing and pacing. Oh, I think I definitely broke those headphones.
No.
And I forgot that I am tethered to this recorder.
Uh-huh.
Because a little inside baseball, this uh-huh. is the first time I'm using this old recorder to record the show. I'm accustomed to sitting at the workbench down here and like sitting down and recording into my computer, but it's just a pain in the ass. So mm-hmm. We got this recorder back out. And yeah, so anyway, I just kind of walked away from it and it fell to the ground and smashed and landed face down. And I assumed that we would have lost the last 5 minutes and 41 seconds of pure gold.
Not I hope case. We still have it.
Oh, we got it. She's still rolling upwards, son.
Hey, yes, you know what? Silver lining. Maybe things are going to be okay.
Small victories. This is the beginning. This is the beginning of the downward curve, the flattening of the curve. It started
right.
That
we
night.
Flattened the curve.
Things started looking up after the recorder kept on living. Yeah, it found a way.
Do you find
go ahead.
Do you find that you're doing anything like that you don't normally do? Aside from like sitting around doing nothing, I guess. Like, are you finding like new hobbies you haven't explored in a while or ever at all?
I wish I had. I wish I said yes to that. No. For me, like sitting around and not doing anything is torturous enough. So to start something new, I don't know if I can do it. I read a funny. It was meant to be inspirational. a meme today that said, like, if you don't start your side hustle, a new hobby, something else like during this, then it's not that you didn't have time. It's that you didn't have motivation or whatever. And I was just like, yeah, you know what? That's fucking stupid. That's not at all. We're all dealing with crushing anxiety and fear living through a
right. There's a
pandemic that's killing
totally a lot of unique situation here.
Yeah, I'm not going to start selling Amway.
Right, and it's not like I'm on like sabbatical.
Right,
where right. I'm like, well, I just got 6 months to do whatever I want.
Yeah, I'm really going to go find myself and you know. Really find my artist, the inner artist, and I don't know, maybe I'll get into watercolors. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Right. I'm just playing NBA 2K and sitting around and
game 73, sir.
Yeah,
you're
getting there. Yeah. I'm work for everybody out there who's into NBA 2K.
Yeah.
I just started the My Career thing today. Because I have been playing My Team, which is actually pretty cool.
I haven't fucked with that.
Yeah, it's like you get packs of cards, you know what I mean? And then there are like different players in there and stuff. Like, so I don't know. Like, it's not bad, but you only get to use a player so many games, and then you have to re-up their contract. It's like this whole thing.
Do you actually get to play, or is it like some stupid ass Dungeons and Dragons Magic the Gathering card game? Where it's like, oh,
No.
Beats.
You play the games, yeah.
Okay.
But like right now, my team is like from the Bronx. You pick a city, and then like you pick a name, and then you get like a starter pack, and that has like one good player in it. And then you get a bunch of whoevers, and then you can pick up different people as
bunch
you go
Ron
along.
Bakers.
Yeah, a bunch of Ron Bakers. So right now, but I've been playing a little bit, and I already got like a pretty decent squad, and it's like players from like throughout history and shit too, so it's pretty cool. Like,
that's cool.
So like right now I have Derrick Rose, but like 2012 Derrick Rose.
Okay, before the knee.
Yeah,
MVP Derrick Rose.
Yeah, so I have Derrick Rose, nice. Boogie, like good Boogie.
Boogie
Giannis, and like right there that's like a monster freaking squad. But I also have Tim Legler and Jason Richardson, and like, so like, I don't know, it's a pretty good freaking squad, but the problem is they only can play for like a few games, and then you have to like spend coin, like the in-game coins, to get more contracts. Well, there's VC, and then there's also Team C, TC, which is like specifically for the team one. You can use VC.
Oh.
Dude, nobody gives a shit about this, but I'm just letting you know.
No.
We also use this time to catch up.
I'll talk to you.
But yeah. I don't know, it's pretty cool.
I want to play all those extra things too. Like, I always want to get into the Pro-Am stuff and the My Court and all that fun stuff. Thing is like, I cannot afford single minute away from playing My Career. Especially now because the new version, the 2020 version. I told my girlfriend, like, I don't want this year. She gets it for me forever for Christmas, and I love it. And it's really sweet of her, especially because she hates when I just sit around and play video games. But
right.
But she makes the ultimate sacrifice, and I can appreciate that. But I was like, you know what? There's no difference. I've had every year of these since like 2011 or something. Like, it's just it's just roster changes at this point, right?
Right.
But she got it for me anyway. And it's good. And the cool thing is that you can retire in this game. Like, you have to complete like these six objectives, like score X amount career total points, X amount of assists, X amount of rings, blah, blah, blah. And then you can announce your retirement and actually retire. And if you hit all of these things, then you go into the Hall of Fame, which I thought was cool because it keeps you playing.
Right.
Or as opposed to like the other ones, I mean, you just get stupid good and can basically hit a shot from anywhere and break everybody's ankles and dunk on anybody. And then it's just, you know.
The thing that's always bugged me is that, like, because in order to do that, you need to, like, skip games or play really short quarters to, like, actually get to a point where you, like,
minutes.
Yeah, and that's reasonable. But, like,
yeah.
But if you play really short quarters, then, you, like, your numbers don't equal, like, because everybody else is still putting up, like, 15-minute quarter numbers.
But they got that 48 per 48, don't they? Or per 36 or whatever.
Yeah, they do, but still, I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, no, I know. It's hard to win an MVP when, you know, somebody's actually is putting up 40 earnest points.
Right.
And against your, you know, 25 and whatever, 3-minute quarters.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway, that's what this podcast has devolved into during the crisis. That's just talking about video games we play.
Anywho, I stubbed my toe 10 minutes before we started, and that still hurts.
I think everybody is doing this shit. I mean, everybody's just locked in and... I've been listening to a couple different podcasts and the such, trying to avoid this as much as I can because I just can't immerse myself in it 24 hours a day. But from what I gather, it sounds like in New York State, the peak of this thing is going to be around between the 9th and the 15th of the month. So that's.
I mean, that's soon. Sooner than
about a week
could have been.
Yeah, it's about a week from when we're recording this. But from what the calculations are from this firm, they say it's going to get. This next 7 days is going to be lunacy, mm-hmm. and then it's going to just plateau, and then it's going to fall. So I decided, like, knowing the information ahead of time, I'm going to not watch TV. I'm going to stay away from the news. I'm mm-hmm. going to stay off social. And that's it. And for the next 7 days, I'm just digging in. And it's going to just be, you know, Cheers reruns and NBA 2K and Star Wars Battlefront and watching movies with the kid. And that's it for 7 days. That's what I'm going to do.
I didn't know you had Battlefront.
Yeah, Battlefront 2. I had the original one. I lost it. I don't know where the hell the disc went.
Oh. I had the original. I traded it in not too long ago. Anywho, I was gonna say we could have been playing that together. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, all right. Well, we'll do this. I accidentally invited you to a party.
You
yesterday.
Did.
I dropped my controller, when I was looking at your profile, like I was like, oh, is he playing this game right now or whatever? And it hit invite to party. I dropped my controller and I looked up and I was like, shit. She goes, are you gonna play online with Sean? And I go, no. She's like, don't be a dick. Just play. And I'm like, no, I'm not gonna do that. So I like, you know, exited the game or whatever. And
yeah,
like,
I literally got into the room and I was like, hey, and then you were gone.
Yeah.
Did you hear me at all or no?
No. I didn't even know. I had no idea how to even proceed with it. I was just like, I can't do that. I wasn't prepared mentally for that at that moment. It just snuck up on me.
You know, I'm sorry that happened to you.
No, thank you for being understanding and not calling me.
No, I absolutely understood. Like, I was like, I'm sure that was completely unintentional. Because Kieran was actually right next to me when it happened.
That's funny.
And she was like, oh, is that Jay? And I was like, yeah, that's weird. I was like, you know what I bet it is? You know what I said to her? I was like, I bet his daughter's watching Netflix and accidentally hit the button as I came online.
It was me. Yeah, it was me. I just can't spend any time in that game not trying to move forward in the career. It's like I don't have that drive in real life. I'm not like, you know, I can't hang out tonight because I've really got to focus on this thing. But on Xbox, I'm like, I can't play street ball with you, my friend, because I have to focus on my career.
Right. You have to focus on your career.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I will say, I do hate the... I do... In one hand, I like that you can't be like a 99. Like a perfect...
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? That, like, no matter what, you can't make your player like a perfect player. But on the other hand, like, I hate that, like, I can... If I want to be good at one thing, I can't be good at something else. Like,
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
I want to be able to have a lane. Like, I want to be able to pass the ball well, but I'd also would like be able, I would also like to be able to finish at the rim. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why can't I have both?
No, you can't have both. You can't be a slashing, shooting, like, monster dunker. You just can't have it. And you're like, I paid $70 for the privilege to do that.
Yeah, right?
No, you still can't do it. Sorry, champ.
I waited until last week to get the game, and it was $30, brand new.
Wow.
I know, right? You know what I should do? I should justify spending, like, $40 on DLC then.
Yeah, like, you should.
Well, I got the game for $30. I might as well spend all this extra cash on downloadable content.
Sucks. People that don't grind it out and just pay for the upgrades and shit too. Those mm-hmm. people make me insane.
Right.
It's supposed to suck. It sucks.
You spend like one season being shitty.
Oh, garbage. Garbage. Yeah.
Anyway. But for fun, I make my guy 5'7".
My guy's 5'8".
Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I lament it the rest of my career. I'm like, you stupid idiot.
Why can't you hit any freaking rebounds? Oh, yeah.
You're averaging 0.4 rebounds a game. Terrific. So you see, they might figure out a way to continue the season here. A very abbreviated season followed by a quick playoff.
Yeah, you messaged me about that. That's, I don't know. I'm torn because, like, in one hand, it would be really nice to kick the season back off with people there and everybody being, but at the same time, it kind of looks like that might not be able to happen.
Yeah.
So if this is the best alternative, then yeah, go for it.
Yeah, I agree. I would really like to see basketball again this year.
I feel like the whole thing would shut down, though. Like, say one. So, okay, the whole idea is that they put all these NBA players in one hotel, basically.
Yep.
And they have the you know, all of their meals are prepared there. All the coaching staff is there. All the medical staff. Whoever needs to be there is there. And they play the games in the same facility.
Right.
In, like, Vegas or something.
Mm-hmm.
What happens when one person tests positive? You know what I mean? I mean, I know the idea is that they would all be tested before they come in. But, like,
yeah,
I don't know. What if something happens where one person who, like, works there does something? You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, they would have to be incredibly militant about it.
Like, one person gets it and the whole thing shuts down. And then they're like, well, why did we waste all this money then?
Yeah, yeah. They're just hemorrhaging. They're hemorrhaging money right now anyway. Everybody is.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, I think the only reason to do anything, to finish any kind of season, it doesn't matter. I mean, it really, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter. And it's not like these guys need money. I feel like
all this is just
fan service, which mm-hmm. I can appreciate. You know, if you guys want to come back and play, what's going to be interesting to see is who doesn't come back and play.
Oh, who's for sure. Like, eh. You know, people are definitely not going to come back. Rudy Gobert could just go to hell.
Dude, Rudy Gobert.
Like, that's his legacy. You realize that?
Yeah.
He's the guy who fucked around and made the NBA shut down, essentially.
Mark my words. In 6 months' time, well, what is it? April, May, June, July, December, October. Yeah, in 7 months, 8 months' time, you know, when we're in the first few weeks or first month of the 2021 campaign,
mm-hmm.
and Rudy Gobert is missing, and then they find him making adult movies, and his name has been changed to Booty Gobert. That shit's gonna happen.
Go Bear. Fantastic.
That's going to happen.
Booty Gobert.
Yeah.
Damn it. Have you been sitting on that one, or did that just?
No, I'm just working it out. I just figured, you know, he's gonna. Do I have to deconstruct this? I just thought he would probably turn to pornography. I don't know. It's an easy joke. I mean, it's not very good.
I thought it was a pretty good joke. I don't know. I'm trying to give you some credit here.
His name sounds like Booty. Yeah.
Right, but then instead of Gobert, it's Gobert. Yeah, it's fucking fantastic. It's perfect.
Okay. But thanks, man. I appreciate it. I'll take it. I'll be honest. I'll take it. At this point, it feels pretty good.
I've been cooking a lot more.
And broadcasting it.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. But like, yeah, Kieran and I have been and posting our, like, as we're making dinner. We haven't done it in maybe a week or so, but we'll probably do it again over the weekend.
Scott, Soundman Scottio sent me a screen grab, and I said, it's so hard for me not to go on there and be an asshole right now. And he said, me too. And I think that's why they moved it from her, from his feed to hers.
Oh, we did. Yeah. The first time we moved it from mine to hers. But I was like, well, what, we have two laptops. Let's just put both of them up. So that's what we have been doing since we've done it. Since
good.
That
so
first
you have
time.
The, you have the jesters.
Yeah, so my feed is like the people fucking around feed, and then her feed is all like the people like, well, what are you making? Oh, that's great. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's great.
Yours is just full of kill yourself. Kill yourself. You should introduce both of those feeds together. That would just point the cameras at each other.
I mean, like, hey, can you guys talk to each other quick?
Yeah, this is how opposite we are, or our friends are. Go ahead.
But sir. It's been fun. I made a turkey chili today.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was really freaking good. And I'm really, like, this is how pathetic my life is at this point. Like, I'm really excited to eat the leftovers tomorrow.
I mean, you got to find joy in it.
I guess, so, man, but I'm like really good. Looking forward to it. I'm like, oh, I was seriously like scooping it out of the pot into a, like a container, and I was like, oh, it's gonna be really good tomorrow. Like, how sad is that?
Yeah, I guess it's gonna be so weird to power back up from this,
right? Oh my god, I was thinking about it. Well, everything becomes bigger than it is. Like, there were like little things I had to do. Like a couple like small obligations I had to take care of, and things that I would normally would have done without a second thought. I'm like, I have to do that now. Like I've grown like so accustomed to just sitting here that like now it's like, oh, I had to pay like a bill. Like I had like a hospital bill or something that I had to pay, and I was like, oh, I should pay that. And I just kept like putting it off for the past like week. And I was just like, yeah, fine, I'll do it. And it was like, it literally took me 2 minutes to do it. And it felt like such a chore.
Any little obstacle at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, I stopped by your house to pick up the mic and stuff. You had put it on the porch.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I was in like these ridiculous like pajama pants that are very comfortable, but
sure,
wholly unacceptable.
Mm-hmm.
on many, many levels. Like, I couldn't believe that I put them on. The first time I put them on, I was like, uh-oh, like, this pandemic shit is real.
Huh.
Because they're in no world would I put these on. But, yeah, so, you know, just, like, basically in my nighttime pajamas as opposed to my daytime pajamas. Huh. So I thought, like, I got to put on my other sweatpants and my other hoodie now.
Right, your outside clothes.
My outside sweatpants and my outside sweatsuit had to go on.
Right.
My actual sneakers.
Mm-hmm.
So I could come to your house to pick up your, and it it stopped me dead. I was standing in my bedroom and I'm like, this is hilarious. I'm upset that I have to get on my daytime sweats right now. Like, holy shit, what's going to happen when I have to go back to work? This is hilarious.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to go back to it. Like, I mean, I will. We all will. But I'm just saying, like, it's going to be weird. Like, I guess I'm going to get up and go to work today.
It'll be. I think that this is going to go on for long enough where it's going to be exciting. I think, like, we're all going to end up being like those nerdy kids who liked the first day of school.
Oh, right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't like, I work in a giant building with a lot of people, and I hate most of them with like the passion of 1,000 burning suns and shit. But there's maybe like 4 people that I really genuinely like.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know, I miss them. Like, I send them messages during the day and stuff. Or, you know, sometimes like we'll have like a meeting and like a, you know, video conference, but which is hilarious because my camera and my laptop doesn't work. And I didn't find out until, you know, 3 weeks ago. So, it's different, like, to be able to like hang out and go and grab coffee and like bullshit a little bit at work,
right?
And, you know, Like, just be kind of like this. I miss the social aspect of my job very much. Also, I lost my ultimate weapon of face-to-face passive aggression.
Sure.
And so now every time I send an email, it sounds like I'm being sincere, which is the worst thing for me.
Can't That's great. That.
Yeah. I've been trying to figure out how to fix it.
Put everything in like italics and like in quotes and like.
That's what I was thinking of. Like quotes maybe. And like caps is too on the nose, but maybe a bold word here or there, or like mm-hmm. maybe asterisks, like around a word.
Or per my last email is a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of that. But then sometimes that comes off as just like, oh yeah, I don't know. There's a lot of ins and outs and what have yous. I'll have to make like a flow chart with like the city diamonds and shit. It's a whole thing. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we had
writing though.
Well, that's good.
That's what I've been doing to pass the time. Today I sat down with the intention of, I told the girls like, all right, I'm going to go into the lab for like 30 minutes. I just want to tighten something up quick and
blah, with a pen blah, and blah. A pad to pull this damn label off.
Yeah. So I went in and I came out like 5.5 hours later. Like, oh, whoops. Sorry about that. And they were like, yeah, what the hell happened? It's like, I don't know.
Dude, but like, I feel time's good. Going faster. It's weird.
It's like, weird.
I don't know why. You would think things would be slow and boring, but like the days are just all melding together and like.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
so
Even
weird.
Even working from home. I know that's not what you're doing anymore.
No, I am 100% laid off right now.
I'm pretty sure it's going to happen to me a week from Monday. I might have some information about that. I got from some sources, so mm-hmm, trying right. to prepare myself emotionally for that. But even like working from home, you know, I mean, I used to work from home a lot. You know, with mm-hmm. the kid and stuff, I have a daughter and, you know, she's home from school sometimes and my girlfriend can't necessarily miss work because she's got a weird job. And so I would take over for that stuff. I'd be here when she was sick. So it wasn't like a stretch for me to do that.
But right.
I mean, obviously 3 weeks is totally different.
That's
the first few days. Yeah. First few days feels normal. And then all of a sudden it's like, you know, I get on the network, I'm like doing some stuff, and all of a sudden it's noon. I'm like, holy shit, it's noon? And then, you know, I take lunch, I hang out with the kid, we go for a walk, her and I are like, you know, we'll do something for like an hour or whatever, we'll hang out, I'll jump back on. Before you know it, it's like 4:00. What the hell? And now I got the pressure of like getting everything done in an hour.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy how quickly it's going, you know? It's like, and at the same time, in real life, everything is like molasses. Like I feel like if I let myself think a little bit about the things I want to accomplish that aren't in this house, then I start to get, that's the thing that makes me feel like I'm suffocating a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like I think I've been thinking a lot about middle tour and,
sure.
And it's just heartbreaking. It's just like, I know there's more important things. Obviously there's people sick and dying and it's horrible, but you know, if I break it down to the ways, if I break it down to like before time and after time, before time and during time, mm-hmm. it's such a different set of circumstances, such a different world. It's crazy.
Like, yeah, like I've been taking the dog out on like stupid long walks, which
he's
is like
for mercy.
Which is like, well, yeah, by the time like we're like heading back to the house, he's fucking beat. He's like, why are you doing this to me? I don't understand.
Do I have a weight problem? Why not? Do you not think I'm pretty anymore?
And like, it's so weird, like seeing people outside, like also going on walks and stuff. Like
yeah.
Everybody's like, hey, like. But it's like people you don't even know. It's like we're all going through it together kind of thing.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah, it's at one time.
Yeah.
I mean, 9/11 was kind of like this where you see somebody and everybody was sort of in the same mood.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody was sort of in that. Everybody was in mourning and shock and
right.
scared and all that shit.
Like, I don't know what this means, but something's happening.
Yeah. And I don't know what's going to come next and all that shit, the uncertainty of it and whatever. This is like that in like magnitude in like magnitudes, you know, multiplied. It's just, you never know what's going to happen. Every single day it could be the turning point or the worst thing. And everybody's terrified and we all look at each other and it's like this weird, I'm finding it's this weird mix of like, hey, a human being that's not somebody I live with, awesome, and you could have it, get away from me. It's like this.
Right. Weird. Yeah. It's this weird thing of we all want to come together, but not too close.
Not too close. Yeah. 6 feet doesn't seem like far enough. I've been, I've been like trying to stay active and shit. And I live like right on a bike path that cuts through the state. I think I talked about this before, but you know, like a big long paved bike path.
Right.
Dude, there are so many people on that path. It is obnoxious. Like, I went for a ride the other day on my bike, and I was probably only 2 miles or 3 miles away from the trailhead where I get on, and I was like swearing at people, just like shaking my head, going, "You fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding?" Or like, "Move over," you know. I couldn't articulate. I got home and I was so flustered. Like, there's people everywhere, and you know, my girlfriend was like, "Yeah, you were one of those people." I'm like, yeah, but I live in this neighborhood. So to me, it's like, this is my area. This is my neighborhood. You know, she's like, oh, yeah, that's not how fucking people think. It's a bike path, you moron. People are just going to do it, you know? But like, people, like, if I see a family together, that's different. Okay, you guys all live together. You're staying together. You know what I mean? Like, that to me, totally. But, dude, I rode past these two women who were probably in their late 40s to mid 50s. Walking together, one of them was wearing a backpack, holding a beer in a koozie. The other one had a giant, like a travel mug.
Right.
They were just drinking. They were just drinking and walking down the bike path. What are you doing? What are you doing? You obviously don't make good decisions. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You're walking and drinking on the bike path. How do I know you're not licking doorknobs? I don't know.
But thing that's starting to get to me is like the way people are reacting to other people, like the people who are still working are acting like the people who are laid off are being assholes about it. But the people who are like laid off are like telling the other people they don't know how good they have it, that they're so well. Like, it's like, dude, everything sucks for everybody. Can we all just shut up? Like, it's driving me fucking insane. Like, some people think they're better at being in a pandemic than other people.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. If you're out doing reckless things, like hanging out in big groups and, like, just getting together to fucking party and shit, yeah, that's being shitty. You're being an asshole. If you're getting together and just hanging out, like, hey, I guess we can all hang out and party and, like, not give a shit, that's totally different. But if you're just bitching and moaning that you're... struggle is different than somebody else's struggle, then shut the fuck up. We're all dealing with it, and it doesn't affect you how other people are dealing with it. Like, if you have to, like, there are other people that have to work and there are other people that have to stay at home. Everybody's doing what they're supposed to do. Like, oh, it's just driving me fucking nuts.
But now there's
man.
There's another layer on it too, because the thing I was hearing about yesterday was people are now getting pissed that those who are receiving unemployment are getting us are also going to get that government check,
right?
And some sort of an additional stimulus thing that's happening.
Yeah.
So now, in effect, there are people who will be making more money being unemployed than they would if they were employed. But like, guys, who gives a shit? It's not taking any money away from you. If you're working, congratulations. Mm-hmm. You know, like, dude, I have to work. And I think it's great. Like, I'm afraid not to work. And it's not, and you know.
Yeah.
I have nothing bad to say about any. I'm sorry. I feel bad that you don't have to. I'm not like, fucking Sean got laid off. I want to get laid off. Or like,
no,
Sean
gets to get make money. Sucks. I got my first unemployment check, and it's half of what I would have normally made.
Yeah.
Like, and don't get me wrong, yeah, I'm going to get this other stimulus thing and that'll help balance things out. But, like, I don't know when that's coming. Like, they say next week, they say a month. Who the hell knows? You know what I mean? And
yeah, who knows?
And I'm sorry, I guess, to other people that it's like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry that I get to... This is a unique situation. It's not like I got laid off in a normal situation. I literally can't go out and find work right now. You know what I mean?
There is no work.
There's no work.
There's 6 million laid off people. I mean, there's no work. it all boils down to one kind of person that says all this shit. And it's just like some fucking dude in super tight jeans and logger boots in a pickup truck who's like, you know, who's wearing a real tight t-shirt. And he was just like, well, I don't get to take time off. I'm the level above essential employee. I'm the backbone of this country.
Great.
And without me, none of y'all get to wake up. You know, that's the guy. He's the A number one working class. Yeah, I smoke 3 packs of cigarettes a day because I ain't here for a long time. I'm here for a good time. You know, warriors don't get to stick around and watch themselves become old dogs. That's the guy. That's the guy who's complaining. Mm-hmm. It's like, dude, shut up. Just shut your hole. Nobody cares.
I saw somebody post this thing today about how, so like, we're in New York, which is like the epicenter of all of this right now.
Yeah, and, center of hell.
Yeah, and we're upstate, and a lot of it's going on downstate.
Not but, fucking far enough. That's how I'm starting to feel. Like, kind of wish that... we're a little further up,
and they're going to be sending some sick people from hospitals down there upstate. And like, I don't know. I saw somebody post this thing today about how like the same people that are complaining about that are the same people that complained that we need to help Americans first instead of people from other countries. Well, here's your chance. Here's your chance to help people from America. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it blows my mind.
I've been around long enough to see and been around far enough to see this. Like, New York is a very unique state in that we have two unique states inside one state, and it just comes down to the city and the rest of the state, and the people who live in the city or near the city commute in for work and shit like that. I mean, as far up, Albany has commuter trains that go into the city every day at 6 a.m. Right.
I mean, we're like a microcosm of a lot of the rest of the country, really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but like there's like there's them and there's us. And I feel like that's this state. And everybody, you know, our fucking taxes, all they do is pay for things in the city. And blah, 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 blah. Nobody ever complains about Buffalo being the second largest city in the state. Nobody ever complains about all the money that New York brings into this state.
Right.
But in times like this, you know what I mean? It's like, we live in the state that has the biggest city in the world. Like, take some pride in that.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. You drive around with a license plate with the Statue of Liberty on it. I've always been proud of that. I was always proud to show my ID at gas stations in Alabama and fucking Arkansas and shit.
Like, oh, you're from New York, huh?
Yes, like, yes, I'm from New York.
Yes.
It's cold there, and it's hard, and, you know, it's shit's not nice, and, you know, and that's like, yeah, yeah, have some fucking pride, man. Wear mm-hmm. your Timberlands. Listen to Mobb Deep. Stop. Right. Enough is enough. Yeah, I can't deal with that shit. I can't deal with it. I appreciate that. That the city is taking a regional approach, and that we're getting some of the people from New York. There's 8 million people that live in New York City.
Right, you know, the hospitals literally can't handle it. They have to go somewhere. If it comes down to, well, let's see, we can send some people upstate, or people could die.
Send them here.
Let's send them upstate. Like, I live up here. I mean, yeah, I'm not a healthcare worker, so it's not like I'm on the front lines or anything. But from my perspective, I see no reason not to do this.
No, I see no reason not to do this. Nope.
And I would imagine most actual healthcare workers would be of a similar mindset, because the whole reason they do what they do is to help people, right? Like it's for the well-being of other people.
Right. Now they have the opportunity to do exactly that. You know, that's a good thing. So that's the shit I'm talking about, man. It's like we're not nearly as good as we think we are most mm-hmm. of the time. We are shitty animals. And in times like this, there will be a few things that happen. There's a few things that happen so far, and there's going to be a few more things that happen before this is over
mm-hmm.
where you're going to go like, wow, that's a really nice humanitarian moment. Like, you know, the people cheering at 7 o'clock, you know, in New York,
right?
For the health, like things like that, little humanitarian moments, little human moments where you go, wow, that's great. Or somebody makes a sacrifice, Stefan Marbury, Starberry, mm-hmm. you know, buying 10 million masks or whatever for the
right. Cause he's awesome. Got like a Chinese hookup.
Yeah.
Like cool. Sweet.
Great.
Great.
Great. That's good. But by and large, the rest of this experience, the rest of our human experience, we're just a bunch of animals afraid of death. And that's all it is. Everybody's free. Don't bring them up here. They got Cody's.
Mm-hmm.
No, man.
Yeah.
Ugh. Goddamn. Yeah. You know what brings me joy, though, in this? There's little things that I do that were like, okay, so like today, or no, sorry, last night, I did the dishes, and normally we just throw the dishes in the dishwasher and forget about it and, you know, leave them in there or whatever. But we had this huge sink of dishes from mm-hmm. when we made dinner, and there was a lot of dishes and shit. I'm like, no, you know what? I'll do it. I put my headphones in. I listened to a podcast for like 30 minutes, took mm-hmm. my time, did yeah. the dishes, emptied the dishwasher, and just to like return back, because I listen to podcasts every day.
Right.
Like five days
a
week.
That's been a weird thing, not to cut you off, but like I'm behind on my podcast listening.
Yeah.
Because it was like there was part of my routine. Like Kieran leaves for work about the time that I start getting ready for work. So like mm-hmm. I have that whole time where I'm getting ready for work, I'm listening to a podcast. Not that I have a long commute, but it's on the commute there, on the commute home. Depending on what I'm working on at work, I might be listening to one. So like it's so weird how far behind I am that even though I have way more free time, I don't have the time that I had listening to podcasts. So like you said, I'm finding like weird busy work that I know like, oh, I can listen to a podcast while I do this.
Yeah. And it's comforting. It's like that's, I was listening to a podcast last night when I was doing those dishes and I was comforted. Like everything felt normal again for a little bit. And mm-hmm. it was just some stupid podcast. It wasn't heavy or anything like that. It was just like one of the comedy podcasts I listened to, but it was so nice because it just was like a touchstone, you know, like, oh my God, I listen to podcasts every day at work. Like 6 hours a day at work, probably on average, you know, I blow through these things, and on the time I'm not listening to them, we're making one,
right?
You know, like
yeah,
it's such a huge part of my life, so it's nice to kind of do that. It's nice to, and it feels different. Totally. I took it for granted before, so yeah.
So hey. To anybody listening, I know this hasn't been a chuckle fest like it can be sometimes.
Oh, I know. Jesus, I just looked. We were like 45 minutes into it.
Yeah.
All we did was bitch about this goddamn virus.
But what are you going to do, right?
I don't know. I don't, I feel bad because I don't want to talk about it. I feel like anybody that's listening to this, I mean, it's not like news, you know? It's not like we have some unique perspective.
Right, but it might be similar to their perspective. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of. Maybe. Is maybe somebody else is like, oh, good, I'm not the only one dealing with this crap right now. Like everybody, like I seriously see other people and I'm like, wait, am I like the only one staying in my house?
Yeah.
Did you see that there's a website that rates states and count and individuals count individual counties on how well they're doing at social distancing?
No.
The county we are in is the only county in New York State to receive an F. An F grade. I mean, there's a lot of D minuses and shit, but we're the only one that was an F.
That's great.
Yeah. Because the few times that I've gone out, it's been strictly to get, like, groceries.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And I'm literally pulling my car up, they load them in the back of my car, and I leave. That's been my human interaction for the past 2 weeks, aside from Kieran. And yep. Every time I go there, it blows my mind how many people are just hanging out, going into freaking Walmart, and like they're just I feel like there's more people there.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't,
you know what? I had a similar experience. I've never done the grocery pickup thing. Last week was the first time I ever did it.
Mm-hmm.
And I drove up there.
Mm-hmm.
It's 8 minutes with traffic from my house to there.
Mm-hmm.
I drive up. There's no car. It took me 3 minutes to get there. There's no cars on the road. There's nobody out. I pulled into the parking lot, and it was like Christmas parking.
It's crazy.
What is going on?
What are all these people doing?
It's all pickup trucks. Huh. It's all pickup trucks, 100%. And it was like a joke. Like as I drive through, and I'm just watching these guys come out in t-shirts and tight ass jeans and logger boots, looking around like, oh, I don't get what these fucking faggots are. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dude, this is exactly the problem. People with their entire families, like mother, father, four kids. Like, come on, man. Just my mother's being an idiot right now. And today was a tough day because I spent a significant chunk of my day basically just yelling at my mother. She's being a fucking moron. Sure. And I can't stop her. I told my sister tonight that I'm going to take her keys. I'm going to break into her house, take her keys and throw them in the fucking river. But, you know, I'm like, dude, you have to stop doing this. You have to stop. I'm not going that often. I'm going, you know, blah, 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 blah. She thinks it's better to just, well, I'll just run out a couple times or a few times a week, or I got to go to the bank. I'm like, no. Somebody fucking died today that I know. Like, this is not a joke.
Yeah.
This is like somebody that I know lost their life today to this thing. You have got to pay attention. And you know, she just, I've been around. Okay. All right, cool. You fucking moron. And it's that level of like, of people that are out there now that they're ruining it for everybody. I read a stat today. It was like, if 90% of us stay inside, this thing is over in 4 weeks. If 80% or 70% of us stay inside, it's over in 13 weeks. If 60% of us don't stay inside, then we're done. And right now, it's a 50% rate of distance. So, like, what? I don't understand what people are waiting for. And all it's doing is pissing off the people who are being good about it, like me. I've been in my house for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
3 weeks today.
The last time I went out to actually, like, do anything other than get groceries, I can't even remember. I don't remember what day. It was almost 3 weeks ago now.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Like it was at least two. It was 2 weeks ago. It was 2.5 weeks ago. Like
I'm trying to remember the last episode we recorded at the office because I remember saying,
"Well, we were talking
the
about
next
it then.
Time." Yeah, we were like, "Oh yeah, the next time," because we're supposed to move out, and it was like, "Oh, this is going to be weird because when we come back from this pandemic thing, it's going to be like, oh, the before time was at the mall and the after time was at
this new
place."
I think we said that in the last episode, maybe. I don't remember, but yeah, it's
We did. Okay, I thought we said it while we were there.
It might have been. I don't remember, dude. Everything's just one
that was like,
long thing.
That was a month ago.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It was at least a month ago. It was like the end of February.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking crazy. Every once in a while, it smacks me in the face like that reality of it. And I'm just like, holy shit. You know, it's like I say it's like when somebody dies, you know, like when a real tragedy happens and shit. Like I don't know if you process this shit like this, but this is how it works for me. Like something bad happens, like somebody dies or whatever. And, you know, you absorb it. You absorb that first hit. And then over time, it sort of ebbs away. But then like it'll come back. Like you'll feel the wave crash back over you. Like you'll remember like, oh, my God. Like,
right.
This is terrible. And then you'll get busy with something or try to take your mind off it and it goes away for a second, but then it creeps back in and crashes over you again. You're like, fucking awful. That's how I feel this is. It's like I forget about it, you know, while I'm watching Cheers or while I'm writing or while I'm, you know,
well,
I'm
just something will remind you, like just the right thing. Well, I said to you the other
for
day,
me it's
like,
quiet.
I'm watching all these, like, I'm watching TV and shit. Like, I'm watching like old episodes or whatever. I rewatched Parks and Rec over the past couple of weeks. And
I got to do that.
And it's just like every time I see a scene with a group of people, I'm like, what are they doing? Because now it's like normal.
That's it. Yeah, it's like raw dogging. I was watching some shit today. It was like, it was a old game. I was watching the Knicks in Orlando.
Mm-hmm.
And there was just like a shot. It was like one of those weird shots, like from the concourse or whatever, like where you see, or maybe the Chase Bridge, where you see all the people, like the back of their heads.
Yep.
And like this, a long shot of the court. And I was like, oh my God, those people are so close together. They're so, like, they're on top of each other. There's 18,000 people in the garden right now, or 15,000 people or whatever. Like, I don't know when there's going to be a time where that's going to be okay again. And even if, you know, in a month it goes away. You know, it runs its course and everybody's cool, whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be running to Yankee Stadium in fucking June.
Right.
You know, like I personally, I'm going to need a little bit of time. Like this is going to end up being one of those, like those PTSD type markers in my life where it's going to take me some time to be comfortable.
Like, yeah, it's one thing to go hang out with some friends that you haven't seen in a while. And it's like, all right, there's a few of us here. It's fine.
Yeah.
But it's a totally other thing when they're like, hey, I'm going to go to a place where there are thousands of people touching the same door handles. And
it's another thing to get on the train. It's another thing to get to go to get to Penn Station and get in the train to go to the Bronx. It's a totally different thing to get on the Metro North, you know? And
hey, can you get in this metal tube with hundreds of other people?
Underground, coughing and breathing on each other. Like, dude, you know, you and I mean, do you remember not too long ago? Well, it was a long time ago, but this, you know, we were shooting the other one and we were going from like 72nd Street to Times Square. And we just made the dumbest move of doing it at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right. When it's loaded.
And there's a million people. Yeah, it's loaded. And like the lights go out for a while and it's a million degrees out, outside. It's a million degrees in the car. And you're just on top of everybody. Can you imagine that right now? Can you imagine how terrified? And people have to do it. They have to work.
Right.
I mean, I'm sure the trains are a little more sparse.
Well, have you seen the shots of Times Square?
Yes. It's crazy.
It's so weird, man. Yeah. So
my buddy weird. Lives down there and he sends me video all the time. And it's just, it's bizarre. And I don't know if I was telling you this or telling him this, one of the most bizarre things I'd watched a video of a guy who's a videographer for a company down there and his boss wanted him to go out and take,
and get Times Square footage, right?
It wasn't Times Square. It was just like of the city.
Oh, okay.
It was just like, so he was riding, it looked like he was riding around on Segway or something,
mm-hmm.
or he was flat out running on a Ronin, but it was like, you know, he was just like blowing through the streets or whatever, and they're just empty. Like he's down on Fifth Avenue by Rockefeller Center, he's looking up, you know, Seventh Avenue or down toward, you know, down across like 51st Street towards you know the river, and there's just nobody. And then what you're seeing though are these, you know, these giant skyscrapers that are apartment buildings. And you're like, shit, there's like 2,000 people that live in that box. And they're all living right on top of each other.
Right. And it's so weird. Like, you've been down there, I'm sure, at like 3 a.m.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like 2, 3 a.m. It's still packed. You know what I mean? You'll never experience that.
The only time I ever saw Times Square, or like, because I had spent so much time in Midtown, I had seen it. If you're there at 5:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, and you want to see some weird shit, walk over to Times Square, walk over to that little like 4-block radius,
mm-hmm.
and all you're going to see is people blowing trash with backpacks, leaf blowers. There's nobody else out at that. Like there is a time, they say it never sleeps. There is a time where everybody but the workers are asleep, and it's about 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right, and it's just people on their way to work. Like
that's it. Yeah. But then it wakes up. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like it's a quick turnaround. But I've never seen anything like this shit. And I've been watching. I have like I'll put Earth Cam and shit on my TV just to look at different shit. And I'll like look at the beaches that we go to on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
But every once in a while, I'll go through the city and I'll look. And it is crazy, dude. It is depressing. It is crazy and depressing and scary. And I just, New York is always getting fucked when these things, it's always New York.
Well, I mean, it's the kind of the heartbeat of everything. So
capital of the world. I know. But this is the time, folks, entrepreneurs, if you want to start bootlegging some I Love New York shirts, now is the time. start printing them because, mm-hmm. I'm betting in the next 4 to 6 weeks, they're going to start selling out.
And also listen to Unsolved Mystery Science Theater.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. That's what you were trying to get to? And
no. Okay. I just had that thought.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yeah. We're going to be, I'm going to buy that domain, I think, in the next couple of days.
That's fun.
But yeah. We've recorded 3 episodes. I figure by 5. We'll start putting them up so people have a little bit of a little catalog.
Yeah. I'll start a Twitter account and a Facebook page.
It's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, so for the uninformed, what we've been doing is Sean and I are going to watch season by season Unsolved Mysteries.
Yes.
And we've watched three episodes so far. What we do is we watch them and we basically just bullshit over top of them for the duration of the 46 minutes or so. And
the idea is that you watch it while we watch it and you listen to us.
Yes.
While we watch it together,
making fun of dead people, which I mean, I got to say, the last episode, I actually felt bad for a second. I was like, "Oh my god, these people lost their child."
Hey, and we're learning things too. In the last episode, we did a little research after the fact and found out their update was inaccurate.
That's true.
So
that's
true. I mean, hey, you might learn a thing or two if you're an Unsolved Mysteries file or fan or whatever.
Yeah, what is the right
Unsolved Mystery
Mysterian? Unsolved Mysterio?
If you're a stackhead like me, you're gonna want to check out Unsolved Mystery Science Theater.
Missed opportunity for the podcast name, but maybe could be the subtitle.
What, stackheads?
Unsolved Mystery Science Theater : Baby Got Stack.
I think Booty Gobert was better.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Look, that was definitely the big load. This is the
huge load.
This is the weaker. Yeah, this is the clear stuff. It's fine. I'm okay with it.
Jay,
still shooting. Yes.
This was still good for me. I hope it was still good for you.
Sean, I love doing it.
I love hearing the sound of your voice. If people don't mind listening to us just catch up for an hour, because that's really what this is, and bitch about the things we normally bitch about before we start recording, this is what it is.
They can't all be No Strike to Spare.
Oh,
which
God.
I have to say,
No Strike to Spare, Sean, is fucking hilarious. I still think we could make that
say,
movie.
I think so, too. I think that was one of the highlights of my year. And so, you know, we'll see. Maybe we'll do it.
Yeah,
maybe we'll do it. We should write it together, you and I.
That could be fun.
We'll start fleshing it out, and then we'll make a fucking bowling movie.
And then we'll get Macaulay Culkin on board, and then all of the dominoes will just fall. You know,
that's all we need is Mac. Once you get Big Mac in place, for sure, everything else falls into place. Who else was it? It was Big Mac and shit. I didn't go back and listen to it, but it was a star-studded cast.
Shit, now I can't remember either.
Once we get
Jim Gaffigan,
and Gaffigan, that's right.
Jim Gaffigan played the the doctor who has to Marissa Tomei,
because Gaffigan is like a fucking Walmart brand version
of Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Philip Seymour Hoffman, right? Well, you can't have Philip Seymour Hoffman. Turns out Jim Gaffigan's playing some serious roles these days. That's it. You know, I bet you if you look back at the date when Philip Seymour Hoffman died, I would bet within 2 months, Gaffigan started auditioning for serious roles. I bet that's how it happened.
You might be honest.
This is it. This is my opening. I've been waiting for this my whole life.
He calls up his wife. It happened. We didn't think it would ever happen, but it happened.
Philip Seymour Hoffman died. Dude, this is, yes, I think we're on to something.
Well, thank you, Jay. Sean, this was good for me.
Thank you, Sean. It was good for me, too. Love you. Bye.